constellations of like mutual aid systems that consider all of these different aspects. And I just want to say, like, all of this always feels really big to me. It's like, wow, that's a lot of work. It already feels like a lot of work. And then we're having a conversation about like, how do we take care of cedar trees as a part of our mutual aid? It's like, I can barely like wrap my head around like mutual aid for like people who live down the street, right? But one thing that really always like gives me a sense of great relief is feeling how big all of the work is. Like I was having a conversation with Harsha Walia a few years ago, and I just like hold tight to that conversation so closely because she had said, when it feels really big, that's when you know you're looking at it the right way. When you're not thinking about it as a technical problem, like if I do this thing, then this situation is solved. Or if I do like this list of things or like this formula, then I will have done the right thing. Like that's actually the thing that's going to keep the harm happening, right? And like that's kind of like the mythology of abolition, right? Is like abolition is about getting rid of the police, period. And it's like, no, like that's a technical problem. Like it's actually not a technical problem. So yeah, I think we've circled back to the beginning now.
We sure have. Everything
Yeah.
comes full circle. Yay.
Yeah, doesn't
thank you so much for talking with me, Chantal. I appreciate your insight and your presence always. It's always such a joy.
Back at you. I also want to say too, like anybody who's listening that's a student or like on the SFU Burnaby campus regularly, we also have a really good zine in our office. It's called Abolition 101, and it offers like it's like 20 kind of like myth busting pieces. I also have it available as a PDF and can put it up onto our social media, but it's a really great resource for people who are like, yeah, like maybe abolition, but it will answer all of the buts.
That's amazing. Yeah, definitely. If you're on the Burnaby campus ever, go say hi. It's a wonderful space.
Humanities Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Welcome back. You are listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting from the stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Peoples. We just heard, before that PSA for Embark, we heard We Give Thanks by Kokoroko. And I wanted to just jump back in and give a little context for the next segment of today's show, because it's something that I was personally very deeply involved in the creation of, and that I'm very passionate about and excited to share with you all. So in about 5 minutes or so, we're going to be listening to a piece of special programming that was created as a collaboration between CJSF and Leave Out Violence BC, which is also known as Love BC. Love BC is a not-for-profit based out of Vancouver, and they work across the Lower Mainland with youth who are facing multiple barriers, and they provide workshops and after-school programs that allow youth to explore different social justice topics through a variety of artistic and creative mediums. So I'm actually a former employee of Love BC, and one of the most special things that I got to do as an employee of Love was to teach the youth how to make radio, teach them about the possibilities of radio, the history of radio as a medium, and the power of radio as a way of communicating and sharing our passions and ideas and just connecting with a broader audience and having our voices be heard. It was really interesting to talk to a bunch of folks ranging from like 13 to 17 about their assumptions about radio as a medium, as would be expected. You know, there's an assumption that it's not a space for them as younger people to be involved in, and kind of helping them to break apart those assumptions and realize the potentials that radio can have for everyone. Yeah, and it was really great to watch the youth be able to kind of explore what spoken word media can have for them, and watch them have their hesitancy to engage in this type of like media creation turn into like a really beautiful self-reflection on their end, and some really beautiful thoughts that were shared. So this is a special programming piece, a radio show that we put together with the youth of Love BC. And yeah, just I want to give a big thank you to the youth for their insight, their honesty, and their creativity. And I am really very excited to share this with you. So this is youth from Love BC talking about care.
You are listening to the voices of youth from across the Lower Mainland. CJSF and Leave Out Violence BC have collaborated to bring youth perspectives on what it means to care and be cared for to the air. Leave Out Violence BC, also known as Love BC, is a Vancouver-based not-for-profit that works with multi-barriered youth to support them as they build their confidence through sharing their experiences and using their voices to inspire change in their communities. After a workshop on radio and spoken word media, youth from Love BC's Media Arts program came together to create a spoken word project of their own. This project covers topics of self-care, how we experience care, and what care can look like in our lives, as well as what it means to care for others. This program was recorded on stolen Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh territory. I encourage you to explore how you can support Indigenous territorial sovereignty.
Hi, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Peoples. My name is Kira.
And my name is Alan.
And today we're going to be talking about the topic of care, pretty broadly, just what care can mean to us, how we can enact care in our lives, how we've experienced care, and just like talking about that concept because it's really important. I think a good way maybe to start would be to tell some like maybe like a tidbit, a story from our lives where we've like experienced care or have practiced it and it has made a difference. For me, what comes to mind is, I've always been a nerd, and I was even a nerd as a child, and I remember being about 7 years old and being very excited to go to the library and running down the concrete steps to get to the library, and I tripped and I fell and like absolutely bailed, ripped up the palms of my hands and ripped up my knees and was crying and having a horrible, horrible time, and this man ran out of the library, who he was working there at the time, and immediately started to take care of me. He cleaned my wounds, he comforted me, made sure that I had everything I needed to get home safely, and just really offered like immediate physical care in that moment that I really, really desperately needed, as well as the emotional care of somebody just being like, oh, are you okay? And what's really wonderful with like, you know, the ways life works, I ended up encountering this guy again many years later in university when I was at the library. I was working on a paper and connected to the library's Wi-Fi and ended up getting computer virus. And absolutely panicked, ran down to the front desk and was like, can somebody help me? And lo and behold, the same guy, like, gosh, maybe 10 years later, walks out and is like, yep, I can help you. And he helped to download the antiviral software onto my computer. So I just think it's really cool how we have these ways of like connecting with people across time through acts of care. And also just like, we can take care of each other in so many like important ways, just through small acts every day. Yeah, I think I'm very passionate about caring for people. So, yeah, that's my tidbit.
I would first like to say that is pretty impressive that this same librarian you just somehow managed to encounter 10 years apart. And you must feel really lucky to have such a great person just on standby, available to help you. And I would just like to say that I can actually connect it to a personal story of mine from just as recent as a month ago. When I was on a tour bus in the capital of Turkey, Ankara, we were about to get on a train where we needed our passports. Unfortunately, I dropped mine on the bus before we left and I didn't realize it. So when we were there, we were standing in line. He asked for our passports. I reached in my pocket to grab mine. I could not find it. I started panicking and freaking out, thinking, oh no, will I have to go to the embassy to get a new one and go home? Thankfully though, I just had a feeling that this isn't the biggest deal, and I suggested to go back to the bus, even though my mom said that it's probably not there anymore. We ran back to the bus and we saw one of the tourists flagging down the bus to come back because he found a passport on the floor as he was walking by. And I am very glad that that guy was there because he helped me flag down the bus just to get my passport back. If I didn't have it, my trip would have been canceled. So I am obviously very grateful for that man, and unfortunately I was not able to keep contact with him because he lives in India, and that's a pretty long distance for to keep in touch with somebody. However, the very small chance that he is listening to this today, I want to say this again. Thank you so much for finding my passport. If I didn't have it, I would have been sent home early.
Hi, I'm Sammy. Pronouns he, him.
I'm Aster, they, them.
I'm Nico, he, him.
And I'm Kat, and I use any pronoun.
Today we're going to talk about the topic of care.
So what's something specific that comes to mind when you think of care?
I think of my caring community around me and how having someone that cares, even just a few, can really elevate your life.
I think of, like, love and kindness. Yeah.
Synonyms for care.
Yeah.
I think of self-care and, yeah.
care can be like different for a lot of different people. Like, for example, like there's self-care, care for others, and like I'm thinking, I don't know,
people who feel care in various ways.
Yeah, people care for other people. It depends on the person.
What can someone do to make you feel cared about? Everyone has a different love.
Like, and it can be something small, like just saying hello to you in the morning. It's like, that's something small, but like it makes you feel like loved or cared for.
Yeah.
Like for me, it's just like when someone like messages me first, like when they message me first, like it makes me feel like, oh, they want to talk to me. So that makes me feel like cared for and like they want to talk to me.
Also like that, and I really like it when people send me things that make them think of me, because it's really sweet and I'm like, wow, they remembered I existed.
Oh my gosh, me for real.
Oh my gosh, I really like enjoying getting like little gifts. Not even gifts, just if you pick up a rock that's like really smooth and nice, then I'll enjoy it and treasure it for the rest of my life. I have like a full box at home full of things people have just given me over the years, and I do not have the heart to throw away.
I like if someone waits for me of something, or just spending time with people I care about. Yeah, I especially birthday cards or any cards, I love keeping those.
Me too. I've kept like all the Valentine's Day cards I've ever gotten.
Ah, Nico, I still have birthday and Christmas cards from you.
Oh my god.
With all the drawings attached.
I hung up the birthday card you got for me on my wall.
And this is leading us to our last topic. What do you care about?
Care about all of you. Guys, just hug it out.
Love wins.
Heard that right, guys. Gay rights.
For real.
Yeah.
Love
so
is love.
True.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what I care about, just my friends, just people that know I exist and who talk to me.
Yeah. I care about lots of things, like my friends, people I know.
Oh, and not just about people, it's also like things that like make you feel happy, like things you enjoy doing, because that's self-care too, like caring about yourself, putting your needs alongside other people's needs too, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot that people actually decide to put your well-being over others. Do you guys agree with that?
Whose well-being?
Yours.
Like yourself. Like,
put yourself before others. Do you guys agree with that?
Like, that's good, but like not like in like a self.
It's good to an extent.
Good to an extent, but not like in a selfish way. Always caring about yourself, but like you also have to consider the people around you, like whether it's like what your actions affect people around you.
Yeah, it's like take care of yourself.
There has
well
to be
enough.
A balance.
Yeah.
It can't just be all caring for you and putting someone's needs first and not doing the same for you.
Yeah, everyone should be cared for evenly. Like,
yeah.
Care, to me, honestly, I didn't know what care was until I was really in high school. I mean, obviously I knew the textbook definition, like care, yeah, be kind to other people. But the feeling of care, I think that's something really drastic and something you just can't know without feeling it. But I first felt care with a high school friend when I realized that she was being genuinely nice to me for no reason at all, which sounds really strange to say in hindsight looking back, but that's really how I felt, because I think that I had this image of what a human should be doing and what they weren't obligated to be doing. So being kind was just some extra step. Like, why would you be kind when you have no obligation to? You know, that's kind of the mindset that I had when I was younger. So I was really astonished by the fact that she was just being nice to me. But yeah, with those confusing emotions, I was in a phase actually where I wasn't sure what music I liked, so I explored a bunch of different kinds of music, and this is a song that really resonated with me, and hopefully you guys can resonate with it too. This is Smile Again by Black Bear.
Love's an ocean weather, you sink or swim. I gave you my best, was it enough? Maybe the past is holding me up. I keep the memories with me, replay what was. Happy for a while, I was happy for a while, yeah. And sometimes love will leave you even when it's right. But I was happy for a while, and I don't know how I'll smile again. Forever without you here, and I don't know how I'll smile again. Ask if I'm good, I gotta pretend. I'm holding on to three words I should have said. So long, baby, did you know you saved me? Silver line faded, but you know I'll keep waiting. Cause when I think of us, I always seem to smile. Cause I was happy for a while, I was happy for a while, yeah. And sometimes love will leave you even when it's right. But I was happy for a while, and I don't know how I'll smile again. Oh, oh, oh. Cause I was happy for a while, and I don't know how I'll smile again.
So hopefully you guys enjoyed that like I enjoyed it. So the next song I'm going to be playing is much more particular in terms of care than platonic. It's more loving someone, falling in love. And I really, this song, again, I really resonated with, because as a high schooler, you know, you go through a bunch of these feelings for the first time. So being such a lost person, like never actually, like you see it in the movies, you know, people, high schoolers your age falling in love, and you'll think, oh, that's not realistic until it happens, you know, like you don't think it's realistic until it happens to you. So the first time I fell in love, supposedly, I don't really have anything to compare it to, I really fell head over heels, you know. I don't know if I'd even say that was love, but it was the first symptoms, I want to say. The first time I ever felt like, oh my god, this kind of aligns with those classic high school movies. So this song really resonated with me, and I listened to it a lot at the time actually as well. So I think it really pushed those emotions forward a bit more too. So this is Twin Flame by Machine Gun Kelly.
Since the last time I saw your face and you asked my sign, I told you mine. I questioned why, and you said everything's aligned. On the first day, you told me I was your twin flame from a past life. And tonight, the moon is full, so take me anywhere outside. I cannot kiss you yet, you're magic, so I'll just stare at you instead. I get insecure and panic, cause I know you're too pure for this. You're too good for me, I'm too bad to keep. I'm too sad, lonely, I want you only. I got six ways to say that I fell in love with you at first sight. I wish that I could frame the way you look at me with those eyes. Freeze time, baby, rewind. Maybe ask you earlier, be mine. See, I didn't understand deja vu till I met you. You're too good for me, I'm too bad to
too key. I'm too sad, lonely. I want you only. You're too good for me. I'm too bad, too key. I'm too sad, lonely. I want you. Just leaving here. And
you feel like what?
Me, you could just drive somewhere. You could just leave.
So that was Twin Flame by Machine Gun Kelly. I hope you guys like it because it is one of my favorite songs. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed those songs as much as I did because they helped me a lot through high school. And yeah, I'm hoping that you guys had a good time.
All right, this is actually, we're at the end of Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your presence always. And stay tuned for our next show, which will be Democracy Now! If you're into current affairs and like what you heard today, you'll probably enjoy Democracy Now! As well. And yeah, I hope you are having a wonderful, wonderful morning.
Wandering Rhythms, Mondays from noon to two.
Join us in a weekly sample of music from planet Earth.
The strangest mixtape you will ever hear.
Desert blues.
Balkan punk.
Latin funk.
African psych.
Pigeon rap.
And anything and everything else you can imagine, equally represented by all continents.
Because good music is universal.